just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you? Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you?
My friends, yes, it is a Monday, June the 11th, start of another fun-filled week. Welcome to the flip side, Robbie Noel with you for the next hour. And it's my hope that during the next hour, I will be able to explain to you everything that happened in the last 48 hours. I'm going to give it a good try. But we are living the Chinese curse of may you live in interesting times. If you look at the closing price of the Dow today, you will see that the Dow closed down 142 points at 12,411. However, if you were up at midnight, you will know that the Dow fell almost 300 points today. And we'll explain that after this.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. use for emergencies, or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
For this Monday, you know, as I do on Fridays, as I sign off, I give a gentle reminder to tell you to check my website at robbynoel.com over the weekend, because there's always interesting stories that seem to develop over the weekend, and this weekend was no exception. Over the weekend, Eurozone finance ministers started to panic. And they made a preemptive announcement of a $125 billion bailout loan for the Spanish banks. Well, needless to say, everybody was really interested in seeing how the European markets would open this morning in light of this substantial bailout with no strings attached. Well, this gave the European markets a big bounce. And the European division of CNBC announced with great glee that early morning indications were for the Dow to open up by 140 points. And as we just told you, the Dow closed down 140 points today. And so as the morning dragged on, this $125 billion no strings attached deal started to unravel rather furiously. And pretty much by the time New York opened, the bailout had disappeared. And it disappeared for a number of reasons. Least of which was Fitch downgraded a couple of Italian banks. And then I think Wall Street was stunned to find out in Italy banks had declared a banking holiday. And so what did this banking holiday mean? Well, first of all, the Italians were beside themselves when they found out that they could not access their bank accounts. And then word started spreading about impending capital controls. Reuters was the first to report it this morning, saying that EU sources had discussed imposing capital controls as a worst-case scenario, imposing border checks and limiting ATM withdrawals. Well, I guess if you want to stop a bank run, first you tell folks that there's plenty of money, and then if you really want to get them wiggy, you tell them that, well, you're going to be limited on how much money you can withdraw from your ATM. And the news just got worst as the day progressed. Then it was announced that Italy's network investment bank had suspended payments and withdrawals. And there was also talk of impending capital controls that were going to be implemented. And so within a matter of 2 hours, what the folks at CNBC Euro thought was going to be a relief rally by the Dow to some 140 points turned it out decidedly different. As we said, Dow closing down 142 points at 12,411. NASDAQ off 48 at 2,809. Even Apple's announcements coming out of San Francisco at the big convention didn't boost the market. Crude oil closed down $1.31 at $81.39. And gold was an interesting story. Gold obviously was up substantially in overnight trading, but still managed to close with a gain. At the end of trading in New York, gold closed up $1.40 at $15.97. It was over 1,600 for quite some time until the paper gold holders decided to move in. Silver closed up 5 cents at $28.68. Platinum up $13 at $14.50. Palladium up 5 at $6.25. Well, with the Dow taking a beating, unfortunately, miners also ended the day on a negative note. XAU closing down 270 points at 159.40. Jim Sinclair found the action in gold this morning interesting. These are his comments. He says, in one corner we have the exchange stabilizing fund and gold banks, their brokers, who are clearly in a panic to hold gold below $1,600. In the other corner are many central banks that fear the viability of their paper currency inventories. In the middle stands the speculators, which are basically gambleholics who will always be in the middle of a battle getting pummeled. Last night, the worst nightmare of the exchange stabilization fund and gold banks were realized as gold moved up $17 in Asia. Goes on to add that the situation right now is so fragile for Goldman Sachs, the primary broker for the exchange stabilization fund selling paper. Gold went from plus $17 to minus $10 as it caught the notice of latent central bank physical buyers. Gold then gained $13. The war is between U.S. manipulative interests and central banks. The fiat paper system is broken to the point that depositors will not get back their funds without delay and potential discounting. The banking system, thanks to the over-the-counter derivatives, is broken. Austerity politicians are going to be swept out of Euro land and elsewhere.
My name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com. Then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Won't you please raise your hand? Let's see your voice. Welcome back to the flip side for this Monday. What is going to prove to be an interesting week, to say the least. And just to confirm Jim Sinclair's observation about what happened to gold in the last 24 hours. Simon Constable, writing for Barron's magazine on Saturday, said there are big changes afoot in the gold market. The new environment is favoring long-term investors who buy and hold for years over speculators who try to trade day-to-day gyrations. For one thing, central bankers are back buying gold. And if you think this is not a big deal, the last time we saw the so-called official sector as such a consistent and major buyer was in 1965. Central banks have increased their gold hoards by 400 metric tons. And that, in the 12 months ending March the 31st, and that's up from 156 tons the prior year. And according to the World Gold Council, they are now confident that central banks will continue to buy gold. And so, yes, my friends, 1600 is a panic point for central bankers. You know, as we've often said, you know, gold is viewed by governments as a barometer, a temperature, if you will, on faith in their fiat currency. And as many have stated before, they will do everything in their power to keep gold within a very tight trading range, because they know if gold powers above its all-time high of 1,923, the next target gold's going to hit is $2,000 an ounce. And that's when the man in the street's going to start paying attention. Now, there was another big story over the weekend that I will guarantee you will not get reported on CNBC. And it definitely won't be reported by Bob Pisani. Because apparently, there have been some folks that have been doing a little investigation. If you remember, a month or so ago on CNBC, Bob Pisani was in London, reporting allegedly from the vault where all the GLD gold is stored. And as if to cover that GLD actually had real gold, Bob Pisani pulled out a 400-ounce bar of gold, held it up to the camera. Well, guess what? Every bar of gold has a serial number stamped on it. On the bar Bob was holding, it was stamped ZJ6752. Well, a guy by the name of Ned Naylor Leyland decided to do some investigation. And guess what he found out? We'll have that for you when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today. Clean out the toxins and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You never listen to my advice. Good kind treatment has ruined you. Won't get to heaven, I don't care what you do.
Welcome back to the Flip Side for this Monday. Well, my friends, as you may know, that Bob Pisani video went viral on the internet. And it was soon discovered that the gold bar held by Pisani during that interview and stamped with the serial number ZJ6752 was not found in any of the SBDR's gold bar list. And CNBC went silent on the issue over the actual ownership of the gold bar that Bob Pisani was holding. And so this is the interesting part of the story. Naylor Leyland was getting pitched on a ETF by a company called EFT Securities. And they wanted to pitch him on a gold ETF. He said, we had an interesting chat, and I brought up some problems with ETFs, and I mentioned the CNBC video to them, and I asked them whether they'd seen it. They said, no, they hadn't, but that sounded quite interesting. Could I forward it on? So he forwarded the video to them and said, I'm very interested to have you comment on what you think about this. I got an email back which stated, that was interesting. And what's even more interesting is it's our bar. So Bob Pisani was actually holding up a bar belonging to a separate ETF with no permission from them. And that's basically, my friends, all you need to know about ETFs and gold ETFs. You can also, well, as I said, there's a lot of stuff that happens over the weekend, but that story is was posted on my site on Saturday, and you can go and read it for yourself together with, in the event you didn't see the CNBC program, that's available as well. And if you really want to, and trust me, I don't post things to scare people. I post things so you can get an education. The really scary video, it's a two-part series, is from sgtreport.com by David Quinteri, where he spells out what the derivative nightmare is that we are facing, and calling it a fraud far beyond fractional reserve banking. And if you had any doubts about whether the euro was going to survive, once again, if you're looking for good information, you're not going to find it in or find it on CNBC, Fox Business News, or Bloomberg News. You're going to find it coming out of RT, Russian television. And they had a segment that they have done showing the small Irish town
if this is
that is reverting back to the Irish punt as opposed to the euro. Seems folks in Ireland have more faith in their old currency than they do in the euro. Also, an interesting one-on-one with Paul Craig Roberts, where he discusses the European problems. And as he points out, the problems in Europe are nowhere near as big as the ones in the U.S. And he says that Ben Bernanke is on a massive a printing spree in order to paper over the mess. And as he speculates, it won't work. And goes further to say that the collapse of the U.S. dollar could happen at any moment. And it could be triggered by any number of things, such as a war or a derivative meltdown. So you shouldn't be shocked or amazed to find out that Bloomberg News reported that gold investment demand in China is going to gain more than 10% this year. as buyers seek a safe haven from Europe's debt crisis and the prospect of weakening currencies. And this, according to China's largest bank, the Commercial Bank of China, in an interview out of Shanghai. Now, let me give you the best reason for holding gold that I have come across in a long time, and why you need to have gold and silver. The world needs gold and silver to prevent people who run fiat currencies from doing anything too stupid. And I have to add a comment by Eric Sprout. In an interview, and it's a great interview, and you can find it also posted on my website with Silver Doctors. And in the interview, he sees no reason for precious metals to be priced as low as they are with current global economic problems. All the data speaks to huge volumes of physical gold and silver being consumed way beyond the ability of the miners to provide that gold and silver. He goes on to once again say how China has bought 100 tons in April. Kazakhstan is lifting reserves from 12% to 15%. Turkey and Iran are both buying. And with that, of course, gold and in particular silver being in such short supply will be massive beneficiaries when all of a sudden people realize that there's not as much gold and silver around as people think. And he concludes by saying, silver will disappear in a nanosecond if people understood how little there is. During the 1960s, at a time when silver was removed from circulating coinage, the amount of silver stockpiled around the world was about 6.5 billion ounces. In 1980, the stockpiles of silver bullion were estimated at 2.5 billion ounces. Since then, an estimated 13 billion ounces have been mined, while an estimated 15 billion ounces have been used up. Silver in most industrial applications is not yet valuable enough to be recovered for recycling. For decades, the amount of silver that is mined has failed to meet the demand for silver. And in the meantime, the uses for silver continue to expand. Today, if just one billionaire decided to buy $1 billion worth of silver, he would have a hard time getting his order filled. And in that process, that order would cause a massive price increase. And let me just remind you, my friends, there's a lot of billionaires out there with billions to spend. If Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook wanted to do something for the planet, he should take his ill-gotten $1 billion from the Facebook IPO and attempt to buy 1 billion ounces of silver. And why shouldn't he? After all, silver is worth more than Facebook is right now. And I have no doubt in my mind that silver is going to get to $50 and beyond long before Facebook does. So there's a lot of interesting information on the webpage today that confirms everything we and many others have been speaking about for a long time. You cannot disregard the advice given by people like Dr. Roberts, Eric Sprout, Jim Sinclair, and so many more. And you have to ask yourself the important question. If gold is really a barbaric a relic of the past, only suited for uncivilized people, why are central banks buying more gold today than ever before? Well, that's because central banks hold a large quantity of fiat currencies. They hold euros, they hold dollars. And the only reason I can think that they are buying gold at a rate not seen since 1965, they know what's coming down the pike. And as a side, you also have to wonder why, after all these years, are the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers forming a close alliance? And is it just a coincidence, or is it just me? But 5 short years ago, nobody knew about Bilderberg meetings. Now they've been held on a regular basis in full view of the media. Yeah, just trying to connect the dots. We'll take a break and be right back.
Honey, I'm
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Monday. And as a point of interest, as you know, I'm broadcasting live from a sleepy little beach town called San Jose del Cabo. About 30 miles outside of Cabo San Lucas. And the G20 are coming to town for a two-day official visit starting a week from now, June 19th through the 20th. Over the past few days, this sleepy little hamlet has been crawling with Mexican military and plenty of federale roadblocks. It's actually quite a pain because it backs up the traffic and it makes daily chores of going to the market a little irritating. As I speak to you, I'm looking out in the ocean and there's a Mexican warship. Yes, Mexico does have a navy, with Mexican military helicopters flying on a consistent basis. So I'm sure what's going on in the financial world is going to be a topic of much discussion when the G20 arrive here in a week from now. Well, I guess they're going to be well protected, that's for sure. Anyway, my friends, stand by. Alan Watt cutting through the matrix coming up at the top of the hour, and we'll do this again tomorrow. Till then, see you, bye.